Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three, this is Lock and Load, and we're talking now with Stephen Wilford from Gun Owners of America. His website is www.thebarefootdefender.com. He's the good guy with the gun in Sutherland Springs. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I, too, have a cough. I heard you coughing in the background there as we were coming in. I'm fighting one myself. The resident of the United States, he has established an Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which I guess is the only thing he can do because he doesn't have the votes to do anything else. And he's going to put Kamala Harris in front of this. What are your thoughts on this particular office?
Well, you know, it's just ridiculous. We already have the ATF and all that goes with that, and it's another one of the unconstitutional agencies that are made to restrict our Second Amendment rights, which is a right that shall not be infringed, and now he's doing a gun violence and it's ridiculous. It's just another way to spend your tax money to restrict your Second Amendment rights. And right now they're looking at a bill in the United States Congress to prevent him from doing that. You know, I think they already spend way too much of our tax money on stuff that doesn't matter. And they pass laws that reinforce other laws, that redo other laws, and then they don't enforce the laws that are already on the books. And for what end, you know? Just another way to spend your tax money frivolously, and it's just too ridiculous.
Right. Well, one of the things I look at with the left is they're always making new words, and one of their new words is gun violence. I mean, violence against citizens is crime. And like you said, we already have the ATF that looks into the gun side of it specifically. You have the FBI, you got local law enforcement, you got state law enforcement. Lots of people look into the whole crime thing. And knowing what we know about him, the things that he wants. He's a big Second Amendment guy as long as all you want is a double-barreled shotgun. He's good with you, then. He's good with you.
Yeah, he's okay with you just stepping outside and putting two shots into the air. You know, with a double-barreled shotgun. Yeah. And the bad guy's supposed to just run. You know, well, if you've got a double-barreled shotgun, you put two shots in the air, guess what? You just expended all your ammunition, and you're now the target. You brought all the attention down on yourself.
Yep.
In Sutherland Springs, you know, the murderer came in and started murdering people. I ran across the street with an AR-15. He took shots at me. He had on class 3 body armor, ballistic bulletproof helmet, and he took shots at me, and I returned fire, and we exchanged fire. If I had two shots, expend a shotgun up in the air, then I would have been in trouble, and that wouldn't have worked out for me really well at all.
Well, I mean, we can examine that because you ran out with no loaded magazines. You had 8 rounds in a hand, and you loaded the magazine as you were crossing the road, right?
Absolutely. As I was running for the door of my house, I was poking rounds in a magazine and ran across the street. And, you know, I hit that gunman 6 out of 6 shots. And I had 2 rounds left in my magazine. And people say, well, see, that just proves that you didn't need any more. Well, I beg to differ. If you would have been on that pickup truck ride as we were chasing him down the road for 11.6 miles, and if all I would have had was 8 rounds and I had 2 rounds left knowing he had on class 3 body armor, you know, I was just really fortunate that the shots that I took were really good and they mattered. And he hit the truck in front of me, shattered the windshield of the car behind me. How would you have liked to have been riding on that ride knowing he had on class 3 body armor and I had 2 rounds left?
You put 1 round in between the plates, though, didn't you?
I did put one in between the plates. I hit him high in the leg. I broke one across his forehead. Those are the 3 rounds that mattered. But I also hit him in the body armor, in the left chest and in the abdomen, and then one in the back, right at the left shoulder blade, and all those went into body armor. So how would you have liked to have been on that ride with me in that pickup truck chasing down the road knowing I had two rounds left and he still had on class 3 body armor?
Yeah, well, Kelly, he didn't know what you had on. You had already hit him 6 times. He was like, this guy's killing me. I got to get away from him. I'm sure he was more worried about you than you were about him. If he was smart.
I truly believe he was coughing up his own blood.
Yeah.
You know, but the ridiculousness to try to stop us from having limit the capacity of ammunition or anything in our guns when murderers aren't worried about what your limits are. They're going to have what they're going to have.
Right.
Because they're criminals. They don't care about your laws.
No. And I mean, in your particular case, that particular day in Sutherland Springs, when you went out the door, you were facing evil, weren't you? You were facing an evil man.
It was all evil. It was horrible. It was evil. It was, I truly believe it was a spiritual battle between good and evil. And luckily I had God on my side and protected me. But absolutely, you know, these things when they take place, it's just horrible. And you can look at exactly what it would be like in this country if we didn't have our Second Amendment. When it comes down to what happened in Israel, less than 2% of Israelis owned guns.
Yep.
And Hamas came across the border and on powered kites, basically, with full automatic machine guns and stuff, and started murdering people. And they were just killing people right and left, and they weren't concerned families, children. And there was one Israeli woman that was 25 years old, and they all thought she was crazy. She
yep.
built bunkers.
Yep.
And she built bunkers. The whole neighborhood thought she was nuts. She had 16 guns. And they thought she was crazy, and they lived by the Gaza Strip. And when the terrorists came, she shot the first one at over 300 yards away. And then she helped defend her community and passed out the 16 guns. They killed 25 terrorists. And then the terrorists decided they were going to go around there.
It was like a rock in the middle of the river. The water went around it, didn't it? Yeah.
They went around, and I'm going to tell you that young lady, she's 25 years old, should have been given a medal.
Well,
and this proves exactly what it is to be able to own a gun here in this country. And please go to gunowners.org and sign up and let's get in the fight on this. Because we need to be able to protect ours in case it comes to our borders.
Well,
and we've let our borders be on the run right now.
I got some questions for you. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Gunowners.org, that's where you find Gun Owners of America. That's a lot of bang for your buck. When you sign up with those guys, you do not have any idea what you just set in motion. You have just enabled them to be the only no-compromise gun rights organization out there. Talking to Stephen Williford. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. We're speaking with Stephen Williford. One of the things that I wanted to, you know, and I want to draw a comparison to what's going on right now. You face the guy. And Devin Patrick Kelly, you faced a guy that was kitted up on sort of a combat footing. He had, how many firearms did he have? Three?
They didn't tell me exactly. We know of at least three that I know of, but the police said he had multiple guns and multiple loaded magazines in his vehicle.
Right.
He dropped 15, 30-round magazines in and around the church.
And that was actually shown in the church, yeah.
Yeah, he still had plenty left when he came out at me.
Yeah. So you have faced a viable threat this way. You have engaged it and you have dealt with it. Now, prior to this, you were a plumber, right? You were on call. Am I right about that?
Yes. I was a maintenance plumber at a major metropolitan hospital, and I was on call, so I was staying home to take calls and stuff in case an emergency call came up.
Right.
And I was going to take the emergency call.
You also, did you shoot competitively?
I was a competitive shooter, and I was a shooting instructor, too. I instructed a youth shooting club that went on, and they won 5 national championships, junior national championships, at shooting at Camp Perry and as a team. And I helped teach that club how to shoot and stuff, and they went on to do great things. One of the young ladies set women's collegiate national record with a pistol, and I used to instruct shooting. Yeah.
So the AR that you went out with, that's one that you built. You actually built that gun yourself. Did that have an optic on it?
It had an EOTech, which is non-magnification. It's right. Just a holographic sight, if you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It is, in my opinion, one of the quickest sights in the action. So, because I used to shoot running shooting, and I tell people all the time, if you are not practicing moving and shooting, then if you're just practicing just standing in one position and shooting, you're practicing marksmanship. And although that is good, it won't help you in a real life situation.
Right.
Because if you're not moving and shooting and you're being shot at, you're the target. You just haven't figured it out yet.
So if somebody, and some of the questions I've been asked about you here locally are concerning, you know, your preparation prior to this and everything, With the shooting that you practice doing besides the competitive part, did you ever, and you practice shooting and moving and all this other stuff, but did you ever kit up or do any training like a military sort of set, a tactical sort of set?
Well, nothing. So I used to shoot on a church pistol team, and we call ourselves the Sinners. And it was a 5-man team, and we would practice shooting, and in between the competitions, one of my competitive shooters that was one of our centers was a former Army Ranger and a San Antonio police officer. And he would set up scenarios and train us to do the things that he learned to do. And for 3 weeks straight, he trained me what to do if ever confronted with body armor. Well, I never would have thought I would have used that, and it was just like golfing, but for men.
Right. I've drawn a comparison between shooting and golf myself, as a matter of fact. So. Now, for anybody that wants to get out there nowadays, I've been telling everybody that right now the AR-15 market is sort of cratered. So you just made reference in the last segment about the problems we face with the open border, because we don't really know what's in here right now. We don't know who it is, where they're going, and what they're going to do.
We do know that we have caught like 300 and something people that were on the terrorist watch list coming across our border.
Right.
Those are the ones that we have caught. So the many, many, many others that have gotten by are now over here in this nation right now. And I'm not trying to scare people by any means, but you need to understand the terrorists are here. They have come across our border, and that has been happening since Biden took office. And I actually, and you can go to my YouTube channel, just Barefoot Defender on YouTube, and see when I went down to the border and I filmed with night vision camera them moving illegals across our border with the drug cartel doing it and our National Guard helping them do that. And so we know that they're here. And it's just, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
When they decide to attack this country, we better be ready in some way. And again, we have a much higher percentage of civilians that own guns than Israel does. If it were up to Joe Biden, none of us would own guns, but we are this country's first defense. If it were to happen, it would take people like myself and you, if you carry a gun, and people ask me, are you carrying a gun today? And I look down and say, I got pants on, don't I? If I got pants on, I probably got a pistol in my pants.
Right.
You know, I don't leave my gun at home.
When you travel, do you take a long gun with you?
Well, it depends on where I travel.
Right. Well, I guess okay, let me rephrase that. If you travel and you're traveling to a free state in the United States, do you take a long gun with you?
Well, I definitely, because I am an employee of gunowners.org, please go sign up. Usually when I fly somewhere, I do not have to carry on an airline. I don't have to check it. I could. But usually I'm flying into a territory and I'm meeting someone from GOA at wherever I'm going to, and they bring a pistol for me to carry when I'm in their state.
Bring you a loaner. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
They almost always bring me a pistol, and it's almost always a Glock, and I'm very familiar. I won third place in a national Glock match one time.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time here, but you're coming back on Thursday, and we will continue our discussion with Stephen Williford. Go join Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I have dealt with them for a very long time. They are a great organization to be a member of.
And look at my book, A Town Called Sutherland Springs. You can find it on Amazon.
Stephen, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. God bless.
This is a guy we should all be willing to emulate, because one moment he was just sitting there doing his thing, just being his own man, and the next moment he was defending. He got up. He answered the call. He went to the door. He engaged evil, and he won because he had the skill set. You can get the skill set, too. GunOwners.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you very much.
I've seen just about every corner of this country. 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Air Force One touched down near Tel Aviv this morning.
I wanted to be here today for a simple reason. I want the people of Israel, the people of the world,
Biden is now on his way back to the United States. The Biden administration is allocating $100 million in humanitarian aid for the civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. The funding will assist more than 1 million displaced Palestinians with access to clean water, food, and medical care. Health insurance costs are on the rise. The Kaiser Family Foundation's latest annual survey on employer health benefits reveals a 7% increase in the average cost for family health insurance plans provided by employers this year. The surge is the highest in a decade. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, and joining us now from InvestUSA.org and from American Thinker is writer and vest provider, Michael Letts. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. Yes. It's always a privilege to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you coming. Let's talk about what we see here. Why Black Lives Matter? We already know they're a grift. Why are they a grift that supports Hamas?
Well, they've lost total credibility, not just over Hamas. Let's take a look at Black Lives Matter's history. Black Lives Matter is not an old organization. It's relatively new. It was created by George Soros, funded by Soros and others, for one particular reason. It's part of a master plan. It wasn't a happenstance. The master plan is the left ideology wants one thing. And that's they want world dominance. They want control. America, based on freedom, is an impediment to that. So they have to figure out how to destroy America. So they created Black Lives Matter so they can do a number of things. So they could rally blacks and create racial divide. And then they wanted to use that to go after law enforcement. But what has Black Lives Matter really done since its creation? It has raised hundreds of millions of dollars. How do they raise it? Very simple, Bill. They go to corporate America and say, look, you either write us not a $100 check, millions of dollar checks, it's a donation that support, or we will publicize in the media. And you remember, the media is a tool of the left and of the liberal ideology. We'll publicize them what a bunch of racists you are. And it will cost you PR, business, sales, etc. You would think, Bill, if somebody tried to intimidate you that way, you'd say, I don't intimidate. Bring it on. But corporate America capitulates, and has consistently capitulated. Of course, you know, a lot of corporate America has a leftist ideology anyway.
Right.
So they've donated hundreds of millions of dollars. So let's look at the books. Since Black Lives Matter, what have they done for Black Lives? And the answer is shocking. Absolutely nothing. Not a dime of that money has been spent on any particular program to improve the lives of blacks. Educational systems, training systems, funding systems, housing systems, nothing. We say, how in the world are they spending hundreds of millions of dollars? They are buying mansions, $20, $30 million mansions, for their board of directors, and they're living in them. So if you and I did that, we would be underneath the jail by now.
Yep.
What is their excuse? Well, it's a retreat for the traumatized black lives in America. Okay, even though we know that's a bunch of BS, we'll take that thing. Show me your book register, your visitor register. How many traumatized blacks have stayed there in the last 36, 48 months? Not a single one. The only people that have stayed there are the board members. People, and remember, they don't just get one mansion. They have all over the country. A resort, key vacation resorts. That's what they've done with the money. So they have no credibility. But yet, since they are a tool, what have they done to continue to merit recognition from the left liberals? Well, what they did was they said, hey, police are racist, we're bigots, we're biased, etc. And we target blacks. And they stirred up that pot. Once they got that pot going, then they said, well, look, the cops are so bad. Why are we funding them? Why are we paying them? So then they created the defund the police movement. Knowing, here is their ulterior goal and objective. Knowing that by doing that, when you begin to target law enforcement so that they quit, they don't, it's not worth the hassle, you're not paying, you're not giving them raises, you're probably actually cutting their salaries, you're not giving them proper equipment. They knew that there would be a dramatic impact on law enforcement across the country, that it would drastically go down. They knew, without a shadow of a doubt, we know this because we see their emails, internal correspondence, that when you reduce law enforcement, you jack up violent crime all across the country. They knew that by doing that, people would become scared, which we can see evident today. People don't know if I want to go to the mall or not. Might get shot. People don't know if I want to, you know, go to a grocery store anymore, the violent crime. They figured that once they did that, then the federal government could come in and say, well, look, we know that local and state law enforcement are incompetent. They can't do the job. But never fear, your federal government is here. They've already set the stage for that. We had 83,000 additional IRS agents. Funny, it wasn't just IRS agents. There was a criteria. They all had to agree that additional 83,000 to be hired, that they would take weapons training and would be willing to use deadly force if necessary. What the heck, Bill, does a guy coming in and saying, I think you put the decimal in the wrong place, need to know how to use a weapon and use deadly force on you if you don't comply?
Right.
Makes absolutely no sense. Of course, we know what it is. They're trying to build this national police force. In the budget, they have $650 million for the U.S. Capitol Police. Gee, Bill, the last time I checked, the U.S. Capitol Police had jurisdiction over four city blocks in Washington, D.C., and that was it. What do they need $650 million for?
Well, you know,
you read the five.
Look at who they're protecting. Yeah, it's the very special people that they're protecting.
You're funny. If you read the fine print, though, on that budget, you'll tell you what to see. They're opening offices in Miami, all in California, all across the country, for the U.S. Capitol Police. I didn't realize we had Capitol buildings in all 50 states. But they're doing that because they're expanding exponentially their police force. Now, once they convince you that you're too scared to live in this society because violent crime is out of control and local police can't do it, and the national police step in, they have already publicly stated, this is not me giving a hypothesis, this is a public statement from the feds, violent crime increase is caused by guns. They didn't say it was caused by the people pulling the trigger of the gun. They said it's caused by guns. So once you allow the federal police to come in and say, we're going to solve your fear of violent crime, we're going to solve violent crime, they've already said what they're going to target. They're going to go door to door and say, you got a gun? Give it up. We're reducing violent crime. So that is how their usefulness, but they still have to try to be relevant to keep their name out there if they're going to be used down the road to accomplish the leftist ideology philosophy. So they do stupid things like they just did a couple days ago. We support Hamas in their fight for freedom.
Mm.
You know, the sad part about that, Bill, is it is never a fight for freedom when you target civilians, women, and children. Military operations are different. You can try to claim you're fighting for liberty, freedom, whatever. But when you fight to terrorize and do horrific things to seniors, to civilians, to women and children, that's not fighting for freedom. But yet that's what Black Lives Matter is saying, is we back those who fight for freedom. And in fact, let me tell you how off the reservation they have gotten. They say, furthermore, we believe that law enforcement across America is going to Palestine to learn how to terrorize its civilian population, because that's what the Israelis do. They terrorize Palestinians, and so they're learning it from Israel, from law enforcement. And that's why we are supporting Hamas and breaking free of this terror on its poor innocent civilians.
Okay, well.
Amazing, Bill.
It is.
Amazing how anybody can even think that way. It's hard for me to get my head around such distorted thinking.
Is this, you know what, we're coming up on the first break. I'll ask you this leading question and then we'll move on. But you can find Michael Letch, you can find his work at AmericanThinker.com. He does a lot of work that you don't see. He's given over 11,000 vests to law enforcement and canines in law enforcement, because a police officer, in order for him to fight crime, has got to be able to stay upright and healthy. And he makes that happen. And he's not going to be happy until everybody's got a vest. But, you know, that's a story for a different day. We are speaking with Michael Letts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
On the firing line, talking to Michael Letts from American Thinker, from InvestUSA.org. And before we move on to how much support the resident is not giving to Israel right now, do you think this is with Black Lives Matter, is this a last attempt to seem relevant for them? Because they're not very relevant anymore.
They're not very relevant. Here's what, if you look at the pattern, this is what they're trying to do, Bill. Because they're not relevant anymore, they're trying to get themselves back in the news. They're trying to spearhead a defund the police movement again because it didn't work out too well the first time around. In some large liberal democratic cities it did, but not the vast majority of America. So they're trying to get relevance again so they can go back a second time, bite at the apple, and see if they can convince you and I that law enforcement are bad and we need to do away with them and let the federal government come in and protect us. It's not going to work.
So back to Israel now with the Biden is always seeming to back the wrong horses. Who's he backing in this particular fight with between Israel and Hamas? I'm thinking he's backing Palestine.
Yes, he's got a two-forked tongue, they say. Because you saw him come out, oh, we've got Israel's back. Okay. And how do you have Israel's back? What have you done? Well, let's take a look at the record. First of all, to have a terrorist movement or to have a terrorist attack, there are three elements that you have to make it successful. It's called guerrilla warfare. Now, here's why this is important, Bill, because I want your listeners to follow this. The same thing is fixing that current America. You'll see the correlation of what we're talking about. First thing you have to do, you have to have personnel. Well, Hamas has plenty of people. Why do they have so many people? Because our tax dollars are funding through the Palestinian Authority a fund that guarantees that if you fight for Hamas and something happens, your family, not just your spouse, your family will be taken care of for generations to come. A monthly stipend, and we're not talking about a small monthly stipend. So you remember, there is not a lot of employment over there in Gaza right now.
Right.
So you want to take care of your family, what a great way to do it. They're going to take care of your family either way. They're going to give you more if you die in the line of duty. Now, you and I are paying for that. So they have plenty of volunteers. Now, let's take a look at America's coalition. We have open borders. And we have no from intel. I was in the intelligence community. We have intel from the Middle East that we know that we have over 10,000 on the terrorist watch list that have crossed our border. And we don't even know where they're all at. Of course, that's what they say, Bill. Quite frankly, me being an intelligence, I know differently. We can track every one of that if we need to.
Right.
But, you know, we've got tens of thousands of in America that are poised in various cells ready to strike terror on America the same way Hamas has done to Israel. So that's the first thing. The second thing you need, you got to have money. Well, once again, this administration has helped facilitate that. They have put billions of dollars, $6 billion, to Iran, not just one pot. There are literally hundreds of billions and millions of dollars that have gone over to Iran. And what are they doing with it? They're funding terrorism. We know that. So funding is not an issue. Same thing applies to a terror attack on American soil. Iran hates us. They can fund Hamas. Trust me, they can fund any operations in the U.S. And then the third thing you have to have is you have to have armaments. Well, once again, this administration has made sure that happened. How did they do it? Well, that's $86 billion of armaments in Afghanistan. They are now servicing all up and down Gaza. What kind of armaments do we leave there? Ammunition, weapons, rifles, machine guns, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's interesting what we didn't leave there, you know, was rockets and missiles.
Right.
We just saw over 6,000 of them were sent by Hamas into Israel. Guess where we did send rockets and missiles? To Ukraine.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars worth. Now, here's what your listeners may be interested in knowing. Once those armaments leave American soil, we don't have an agreement with Ukraine for accountability. We have no idea whether they got there, whether some of them went missing, whether all of them went missing, whether they sold them to Iran. We do know from intelligence intercepts we've gotten in the Middle East that Iran is coordinating between the Taliban and Hamas and Hezbollah to allow Iran to be served as a central base, the pass-through from armaments from Afghanistan and for Taliban and ISIS soldiers to come across Iran and to help fight with Hezbollah and with Hamas against Israel. We know, quite frankly, that from communications within the intelligence community of Iran, again, that they vouch that they have sent thousands of ISIS, Hamas, and Hezbollah fighters into our borders, across our open borders. So what I want people to see and hear today, Bill, is that as bad as it is, and it is horrible, what they have done, it is not warfare. It is a terrorist attack. Big difference. What Hamas has done to Israel. It's a precursor for what they want to do here. And this administration, you have Biden saying, we've got your back. Yet all plausible actions show the exact opposite. Biden helped fund them, gave them armaments, and made sure that we funded a pot of money that the PLO controlled that provides for any family members of people that are killed fighting for Hamas. Can you get more treasonous than that, Bill?
Well, not give the resident a little bit of time. I'm sure he'll top what he's already done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's just for today. Yeah, he'll figure out something worse to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's why it's so time that we have to. It's so timely that we have to have a change. We can't wait to 2024.
No.
This country won't be in existence if we continue to do that. This is what I tell people all across the country. It is time that we as Americans unite, stand up, and say, we will not comply. Enough is enough. What do I mean by we will not comply? Well, let's just take a look at what we talked about with Israel, with the U.S. borders, et cetera. We need to tell the federal government. We need to tell our governors in the Republican states along the border, and quite frankly, all of the governors need to do that, whether they're Republican or Democrat. We need to send, each governor needs to send National Guard units to the border. We need to close the border. We need to finish building the wall. We need to tell the federal government, I know you said we can't do that. I dare you to do something about it. Because the Constitution requires that you to provide the common defense. You are not defending our people when you're allowing terrorists to come across. So since you have abdicated that responsibility, guess what? We're going to do it instead. And if you try to get in our way, we're not going to let you do that. We're no longer going to comply with unconstitutional mandates. That's where it needs to start. We need to put this federal government back in its place. Instead of allowing it to run us, we need to run it.
Right. Well, I think part of we're beginning to see part of things, the pushback that's coming, because I've noticed that some of these companies that, you know, some of these prestigious colleges and some of the students there have signed a letter of solidarity behind Hamas, and a bunch of companies are stepping up saying, oh, okay, so you guys are behind Hamas. Well, you won't be working for us.
I agree. You know, the other thing that needs to happen, Bill, I love your mindset, is, you know, you and I, as taxpayers, are paying for these institutions. We're paying their salaries. We're paying for these buildings and these institutions. We need to say, look, my money's not going there anymore. If you want to train your students to be treasonous, then you don't deserve any public support. Go raise your own money. Go do it on your own. We're going to immediately cut off all funding. Because quite frankly, Bill, I think we're getting to the point now where this higher education stuff has done played its role.
Yeah.
Everybody feels like they have to have a degree. Nobody knows how to work. Nobody knows how to get the job done. It's been an absolute failure. It's time to call them out and send these bunch of socialist communist professors back over to China or Russia or any other place that will take them and get them out of America.
I hear you. I hear you. So, anyway, one thing I want to say is that I appreciate you coming and spreading this with me. Since I found Michael, Michael and I have talked a few times here and there. I like the way Michael thinks. I like the stuff that he puts at American Thinker, because that's one of my go-to destinations. And this is all foundational as to what makes us who we are.
That's the key, what you just said, Bill. This is nothing new that I'm saying. This is what this country has been built on for 250 years.
Right.
The problem is we allowed a small minority to steal it from us, become vocal. They partner with the mainstream media, who is determined to destroy us. Blows my mind. They want to destroy us, but let them go over and see how far they get in Russia or China with a free press. But they want to destroy what we have in this country, so they gave them the opportunity to be a voice. And we're allowing a small percentage to run this country.
Yeah.
It's going to stop. Well, enough's enough.
You'll be back tomorrow. Michael will be back with us tomorrow. As for me, I'll be back at about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.